3:01 p.m. I'm so elated that you've joined me. I'm so excited that I'm back. I missed you last week. I am doing my shows every other week as the Holy Spirit leads me. So it's going to be every other Friday. God knows what I have on my plate, which I have 2 to 3 plates full of things. I'm a doctoral student. I'm getting my doctorate degree. And some other things, learning sign language and some other exciting things. So this is what God has called me to do. This is my mission in life. It is to be on the radio ministering the Word of God through His beautiful Holy Spirit by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the commission of God the Father. Isn't it great? Isn't it exciting when you're in the will of God and you know what you're supposed to do? In the name of Jesus, praise His holy name. We're going to start this Friday with a nice, beautiful song. All the songs are beautiful, right? We're going to break out. This song is called Spirit Break Out. And it is by Kim Walker. See you in a few minutes. Spirit, break out. Spirit, Holy Spirit, break those walls down in the name of Jesus. You know, you can totally do that. You can bring those walls down through praise and worship. Hope you're ready. I hope you are geared for today's show. I'm with you for a half hour every other Friday, as I mentioned earlier before the song, and we'll be discussing the book of John, and we are in chapter 3. And the purpose of this show is to allow the Holy Spirit, through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, to be revealed as we read His Word. Someone might say, Aaliyah, oh my gosh, it's kind of boring reading the Word, just going through it. You have no idea. In the Word of God, in the Kingdom of Heaven, the word boring does not even exist. The Word of God is like a pearl. When a man went and he was looking for that pearl, he forsaked all that he had to find that pearl. The Word of God is like a fertile ground. You may grow fruit and vegetables in that ground, and it's the same ground, but that ground is alive. It's pregnant, and so it's going to continue to produce. So in is the Word of God. The Word of God is pregnant. It is the living Word. It is Jesus Christ made manifest, the Son of God, and His Word is alive, and it is manifest, and it's pregnant, and it can bring down walls. It can heal your body. It can heal your mind. It can renew your spirit. It can bring your family back together. But you have to ask. You have to believe. And most of all, guess what? You have to know what is in the Word of God. And so, ta-da, that is my goal, is to get you to know what is in the Word of God. And we are reading in the book of John. And you said, Aaliyah, why are you starting the book of John? It's very, very simple. You won't believe how simple it is. Well, maybe you will, because you are a person of faith. God told me to start in the book of John. And this is where we are at. So, without further ado, let us begin. John chapter 3, beginning at verse 27. John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him." This is John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, and Elizabeth's son, her only son. Verse 29 of chapter 3. "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." Now, if you listen to my previous podcast, you will notice that I'm doing a review because I've read over this before, but I just wanted to do a brief review. So let's continue. Verse 31. "He that cometh from above is from above all." Rather, he that cometh from above is above all. "He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from above is above all." Amen. Glory to God. "And when he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth." Now this is still John the Baptist speaking about Jesus. "And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Chapter 4. "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried with his journey, set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Living water, Jesus, the living water, the Son of God. And that's why we continue to read this word, because it is living, it is alive. Amen? Verse 11 of chapter 4. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. I mean, the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? See, she's getting a little sassy there. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Glory to God. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, Why, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Have any men brought him all to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Is not Jesus the greatest example that we could ever have, that we could ever have in the present, past, or future? Is not Jesus the one that we should teach our children to look up to instead of who's next on American Idol? Is not Jesus the one, the creator of all things, that we should look to for advice, for help, for strength, for our daily decisions, even in the very minutiae of life? Is not this Jesus the one that we should pattern our lives? Should that be our, should what Jesus said be what we should be saying about our life? My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work as Christians. Shouldn't that be our goal? As you think about that, I'm going to play a song, and I believe it's going to minister to you. It's called Pour It Out. I'll be right back.
Let the fire burn deep within my heart. Let the fragrance of your love overflow. Let the love song of heaven flow. Send revival. Revival, pour it out.
to God. Amen. Wasn't that a pretty song? That was a really nice song. Didn't have a lot of words, just some key words. Pour it out. Let our hearts be the sound in revival. To start a revival, it has to start with us. Our hearts have to be clean and pure before the Lord. And that living water can have a clean vessel to flow out and minister to others. So I hope you enjoyed that song. I thought it was pretty nice. And if you have any suggestions, please let me know. You can email me at aleah@personalhearts.org. That's aleah@personalhearts.org. And I would be most happy to read your emails and read your suggestions and possibly implement them. So now we're going to continue our show. We have just a few more minutes left, and we are going to repeat verse 34 of chapter 4. And this is the King James Version. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then harvest cometh? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. Verse 39, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Ending in verse 43, Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. Well, bless God, we are going to end our broadcast for Friday. If you desire to hear more of Personal Hearts Radio, and you might say, Aleah, I need you to maybe go down to a 15-minute slot, or Aleah, I'd like to hear you for an hour, let me know, and I would be more than happy to oblige your requests. I will be back on the air a week from now, or two weeks from now. I'm doing it every other week, so not this Friday, the 28th, but it will be next Friday, April 4th at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm reading from the King James Bible. I want to end with a prayer for you, that God is blessing you and that he is giving you everything that you are believing for. Just continue to stand on his word. Continue to pray to the Lord in the spirit of truth, repenting of your sins, blessing and praying for Israel. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, remember, you have to believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I love you guys. I miss you. And I look forward to seeing you soon, rather talking with you soon. Have a great weekend and a beautiful, beautiful Friday.
I'm ready now, I'm waiting for your trial.